A new WBUR poll out this morning shows that Attorney General Martha Coakley is in a strong position in this year's Massachusetts governor's race. Coakley, a Democrat, leads Republican frontrunner Charlie Baker 39% to 29%. The survey also finds that voters have a largely positive opinion of Governor Deval Patrick, despite some recent controversies. WBUR's David Scharfenberg reports.
Martha Coakley's last big campaign was famously a disaster.
Scott Brown will become the next United States Senator from the state of Massachusetts, defeating the Democrat Martha Coakley. Take a look at this.
Since that high-profile defeat in 2010, Coakley has rebuilt her image in the run-up to the governor's race this year. The new WBUR poll shows her with a 10-point edge in a head-to-head matchup with Republican Charlie Baker. Her lead is built on a big advantage, 17 points, among women voters.
She's doing very well among particularly women over the age of 50.
That's Steve Cazella, president of the MassSync polling group, which conducted the survey for WBUR.
They go for her by a big margin. You know, they really are responding to what she has to say and have a very positive view of her so far.
Coakley's gender is a factor, says Geraldine Marchand. But the retired teacher from Blackstone along the Rhode Island border says it's not the only thing.
Well, that's important, but I mean, it isn't something that I would only vote for, no.
Marchand, an independent, says Coakley seems honest and in touch with the needs of middle-class families. But if Coakley loses the Democratic nomination, Marchand says she'd be open to supporting Republican Baker in the general election. And she's not alone. If Baker trails Coakley in the WBUR poll, he beats all the other Democrats vying to be governor. Baker is up on Treasurer Steve Grossman 33-23. And he is ahead of three lesser-known Democrats, Donald Berwick, Juliet Kayyem, and Joe Avalone, by more than 20 points each. The numbers suggest Baker, who lost to Deval Patrick in the 2010 gubernatorial race, has had a successful relaunch. But Jeffrey Berry, a political science professor at Tufts University, cautions it's still early.
At this stage of the race, there's no negative campaigning. The Democrats are not really going after him. They're more concerned about their own primary. He got favorable press when he entered the race a few months back. So these figures don't surprise me.
Berry says Baker will have to raise his visibility in the coming months, especially among the independents and Democrats he needs to win over in this deep blue state. But the WBUR poll shows the Republican, quickly forgotten by voters after the last governor's race, is slowly rebuilding his name recognition. Pollster Steve Cazella says the early story of this election is the rebound of two figures, Baker and Coakley, who were humbled by recent campaigns.
You know, they say there are no second acts in politics, but the two leaders of this race, at least at this point, are both second acts.
The WBUR poll also looked at voter views of the current governor, Deval Patrick, who is looking to remain relevant in his final year in office. The administration has faced a string of tough stories in recent months. There is the ongoing state drug lab scandal, the fallout after the Department of Children and Families lost track of a 5-year-old Fitchburg boy now feared dead, and there have been problems with the state's healthcare website. The survey shows voters are following those stories closely, and they're split down the middle on the governor's handling of the issues. Still, Governor Patrick's overall job performance numbers are holding up. 53% approve, while 39% disapprove.
I think his numbers are very favorable.
That's Jeffrey Berry, the political scientist.
He's been in office for a long time, and as we've seen with President Obama, that over time, voters can become very disillusioned and have buyer's remorse. I don't see buyer's remorse in the case of Deval Patrick. I think he's still pretty popular in the state of Massachusetts.
The job approval numbers do represent a drop of about 10% from the fall, but Patrick is still in a desirable position. In follow-up interviews with WBUR, poll respondents say they trust the governor and believe he can only know so much about what's happening in state agencies.
If he knew about them beforehand and didn't act, that's one thing.
That's Joan Rastani, a retired technology executive active in Democratic politics in Framingham.
I got the impression that when he found out about them, he took appropriate measures. You don't serve in one of those sorts of offices without having ups and downs and side hits and an occasional hip check, you know, it just happens.
The WBUR poll of 504 registered voters also asked about gambling. That's after a string of cities and towns have rejected casinos in recent months. The survey found statewide support remains strong. 53% say they still approve of locating casinos in Massachusetts. 39% do not. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.